What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good, although this last week of football was not a very good week for me. Well, you know, Pitt did win, which is always a good sign. The Packers kind of lost a pretty bad one to the Panthers this week. Both my fantasy teams lost, and I only placed one bet, but it didn't hit. So, you know, Halloween weekend was a little scary for me, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just parsing the same boat as you. Fantasy team did get the win. Steelers pulled out a win, kind of surprisingly. Very odd. I mean, it looked like a whole different team, to be honest, you know, against the Colts. So that, you know, that was a positive takeaway. And then, as you guys may know, the trade deadline, we just mentioned it last week, but came and went pretty quickly. Yeah, it's already over. And there was definitely some big moves worth talking about, which we'll get into.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like the only team that did anything was the Eagles. Like, I feel like their front office.
They had a few big moves. So, you know, could that be a sign of them pushing for, I mean, I guess it depends on the contents of the individual trades, which we'll get into. But, you know, some teams, you know, it seems like they're making a run for it this year, like loading up on stars. Like, this could be, you know, their year. Or some teams like to stash up the picks. Didn't really see anything come from the Packers. No, which, you know, wasn't. I was. I mean, they're already pretty good. Like, what did they really need?
We needed a cornerback, which we might be going after a guy in free agency who's pretty good, Asante Samuel. But
oh yeah, I forgot about him. You mean Junior?
Yeah, but we will see. And let's just talk about the trade news now, and let's get into the news segment.
All right, guys. So into some of this trade deadline news, you know, definitely at least a few big moves that I don't know. Didn't really hear much about it going into the trade deadline, so all of them were a surprise to me. I'm not sure about you, Adam, but
yeah.
Let's get off with the first one right off the bat. I guess we can just talk about the Eagles trades in general because I think they have at least three. Big one, though, trading with the Ravens to get Jair Alexander, former Packers legend.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this trade?
It doesn't really bother me. This season, he's been hurt all season, which, oh, big surprise. He did that exact same thing with the Packers. And then whenever he has played, he hasn't played very good. So, not too worried, but I mean, it does help them a lot, so their defense will be a lot better. So
I would agree with that. Speaking of defense, they also made another move. It looks like they traded wide receiver John Mechie and picks for cornerback Michael Carter. So I guess they do seem to be stacking up on the defense. But then one player they did trade away, they received again from the Dolphins is pass rusher Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, it is pretty
good. So that's three, I mean, at least two big moves for the defense, which is, I mean, you know, they got A.J. Brown hopefully coming back this week off the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're still a solid – they're a solid team, you know. Sometimes they don't look the best. Sometimes they look like frauds, but
– yeah.
You know, definitely, you know, could give the NFC teams like the Packers a run for their money come
we'll
the playoffs.
See. We'll see on Monday.
Oh, yeah, they play this week?
Yes, they do.
We all remember what happened last time in Brazil.
Yeah, that game was rigged. So.
All right, so yeah, that one, big one there. I guess another one, we'll save the best for last, but another one worth mentioning because it impacts my fantasy team. Is Saints trading Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks, which, yeah, I didn't hear anything about
Shiver
this.
Me timbers.
Rashid no, this is, Shaheed. Dude, he was balling out. I mean, I just looked on my bench. He was going from like 12, 13 projected a game, and now he's only projected like 7.5.
Wow.
So the usage.
I mean, he's going to be behind Cooper Kupp and
JSN. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, so before he was just really behind Olave, and he was getting a good bit of usage this year. So I mean, they're probably going to be throwing him in on kick returns. I saw because he's pretty good at kick returns. Yeah. But kind of unfortunate for me as a proud fantasy owner. He's done me well for the flexes, the injuries this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, exciting change for him. But the big one, just the news just broke today. Or was this?
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, as we're recording this. But the Colts are receiving Sauce Gardner from the Jets for 2 first-round picks and an additional receiver. So definitely the highest paid of this draft season. I mean, looks like Jair was only worth a 6th-rounder.
I mean, Micah was only worth 1 first-rounder.
Yeah, that seems kind of crazy.
Micah Parsons in his prime.
And well, also, how much was the contract?
I mean, yeah, we did have to pay a lot.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah, but that's worth it.
So. Yeah, but Sauce Gardner, I mean, big move here. And I just want to know, what are your thoughts? Because the Colts, you know, from what, trading a 2 first-round picks, 2026 and then a 2027, seems like they're really getting like, okay, this is their year to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's what they're pushing for.
Yeah, that's obviously what they're thinking. After a loss to the Steelers, which it was honestly more their offense just kind of looked bad, and we'll probably get into that game later. But, yeah, honestly, it's interesting. I still don't see the Colts as a Super Bowl contender, just especially in the AFC. There's a lot of really good teams in the AFC that, like, I could count Patriots, Bills, Steelers now, Ravens, Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs. I would say they're all better than the Colts. While the Colts may have a better record than all of them, and maybe the Colts are better than these teams. It just doesn't feel right, you know? So, but, I mean, they're going all in, so I respect it.
Yeah, I mean, also, I did forget to mention, but I guess kind of linked into this this whole Jets deal is they did trade away defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a 2nd-round pick and then a 2027 1st-round pick. So I guess, and also another defensive tackle. So I guess they're getting back a 1st-round pick.
Yeah.
So they netted one.
No, the Jets are giving away Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, so the Jets now have 3 new first-round picks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I said that backwards. 3 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the draft classes are looking like, but...
Yeah, I mean...
You know, could...
I mean, the Jets are already pretty much guaranteed to have the first overall... Not first overall, or guaranteed, but... I mean, it's looking like they're going to have the first overall pick this year. So
yeah, I mean, they probably did some scouting leading up to this.
Yeah, they want that quarterback out of Penn State, Drew Aller. That's who they want.
Yeah, I don't know about
maybe,
that.
Maybe they're tanking in the 2027 draft for Mason Heinchel.
Maybe he'll just go straight to the league.
Yeah, I think he has to stay 2 years.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so big news there coming out of the Colts.
Yeah.
And lastly, also wanted to throw in one of the earlier ones to break was that Jacoby Myers traded to the Jaguars from the Raiders, which, I mean, it wasn't really doing much on the Raiders.
Which that probably happened, like, right after their game, too, which is funny. The Jags beat the Raiders.
They were just scouting them out and like, all right, looks like we'll do a little deal. So, yeah, I mean, those are the big... You know, the biggest trades, obviously a few more, you know, Cowboys are receiving Logan Wilson from the Bengals.
That's pretty big. Steelers are getting Kyle Duggar from the Patriots. I mean, I think Kyle Duggar is still pretty good. So that's another big one, which I didn't even hear anything about.
I think I heard someone mention that last week.
But, yeah, those are probably all the biggest ones.
So I wouldn't say like crazy like crazy trades, but you know, like I feel like we've had crazier years in the past when it comes to blockbuster deals, but definitely some interesting trades to pan out for the rest of the year. But yeah, so those are, you know, the big trades. And then also, you know, we got some injuries, so, you know, don't want to, you know, not really as much to go over here, but, you know, a few noteworthy things. First of all, unfortunately, as Aiden may know, Tucker Kraft tore his ACL, you know, especially after that big performance for just the previous week. So he is out for the season. He wasn't
even involved in the play, too.
I didn't actually see it.
It was basically like some defensive lineman tried to chop our offensive lineman, which caused him to step back into Tucker, and his ACL went out. So that's a big loss.
Huge loss. Yeah, unfortunate there. Also, Jaden Daniels is hurt again.
It looks pretty bad, too.
Yeah, elbow dislocation, I'm reading here. So, probably out for a while. I mean, he's just been unable to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Unfortunate there. Also, Puka, I didn't know he left the game for a bit. He's looking like he's going to end up playing this week. And Nico Collins is likely to return as well.
Oh, wow.
After the concussion a bit ago. DeAndre Swift, you know, he missed last week. I know Aiden had his backup in fantasy. Yeah, he was all hyped about that. Did you start him?
Yeah.
Well, he is, I'm being uncertain here, likely not.
Oh, I'll take.
So you may get one more week.
I'll take an extra week.
But you know, also I did also see, Kyler Murray was just placed on IR after being out for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I saw that they named Brissett the starter, but
I mean, he was fair. I mean, you know, he's been looking solid, not gonna lie.
Yeah, he has.
So yeah, Kyler, I don't know. I didn't even think it was that big of an injury in the beginning. Just like a foot sprain, I thought. But
yeah,
I guess they're kind of done with his shenanigans.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then also, I didn't read anything about this, but I thought Bucky Irving was returning, and then I checked my fantasy bench, and Rashad White is back up to being projected 17 points.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, usually that's a sign that Bucky Irving's not playing, which I do have him in another league, so it's kind of a lose-win. But, yeah, I thought he was returning this week.
I thought he was, too.
I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe you want to confirm this. But I was just going off fantasy projections.
Yeah, it's seeing, I mean, they haven't been practicing. They did not practice today. Or Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin did not practice today.
Ooh, and Mike Evans.
So they just have such terrible injury luck right now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate for them because they're just, I mean, if they were all fully healthy, they'd just be like,
oh my gosh, just a threat. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, those are things I just, you know, wanted to mention in there. Do you want to add anything else noteworthy, or would you like to move on?
I can't think of any other bigger injuries. I know Jaden Reed. I mean, I just know all the Packers news, but Jaden Reed is expected to come back soon.
I wonder if he... Does anyone have him in our league? I feel like I dropped him.
I think he's on someone's IR.
Just stashed away.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I mean...
Something. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. So, let's head into some Guess the Player.
All right, guys. Let's get into some Guess the Player. So, the first stat line here, I gotta say, it's a rather impressive one. I think these ones are a bit tougher. Last week, I think Aiden got them all. This one, these ones aren't, I believe, as gettable. So, okay. I think you'll get two. Okay. First one, we'll have a QB. 20 for 34 with 280 yards and 3 touchdowns, as well as 5 rushes for 53 yards.
Okay, so, I mean, that's a... How many touchdowns?
3 passing. I don't think... Yeah, no rushing, I don't think.
I feel like I have heard of a quarterback who got... I think Lamar got 4, so I don't think it's Lamar. Could be Josh Allen. I know Josh Allen balled out. Although, could be... Oh, I actually don't fully know. I'm just going to go with... I don't know, Sam Darnold?
That is not correct. It is actually your boy, Caleb Williams.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, from the Bears game, which turned out to be the ending.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy. 47-42. So another week where the Bengals let up like 30-plus, 40-plus. I mean,
yeah, there was just no stopping. And, like, the Bengals did everything they could. They drove downfield. They only left 20 seconds on the clock or something.
Yeah, were the Bengals down? Like, they were down two touchdowns with the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
Then they do that.
They get the onside. They score to go up. What would it have been? 42-41, I believe it was. And then the Bears just... walk downfield and
Loveland just got like a I don't know how long it was, but somehow just ran one in for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had that big play, but he had another touchdown as well. 118 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I know did you pick him up in fantasy or
I did.
Yeah, so that's hopefully he can be the next Tucker Kraft for Aiden.
I need him to be, although it's the Bears, so maybe I don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, and also, like you said, your boy, Kyle Manonge, I actually don't know how to say that.
It's like Manonge.
Oh, that's what
Manonge.
I said. Okay. Well, yeah, 176 yards, replacing DeAndre Swift, yeah. So did him pretty well there. I mean, you could also chalk it up to just the Bengals' defense.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they're terrible. Jamar Chase, you know, got his usual 100 yards. T. Higgins actually had more and two touchdowns. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Flacco was swinging at 470 yards.
Which I believe is a record by a 40-plus-year-old player, so...
More than Tom Brady?
Yeah. What? So, shout out...
More than Rodgers?
Yeah. Shout out to Joe Flacco. And I think the biggest part of this game is the Bears win, and Roma Dunze, zero catches. Which was pretty rare. I mean, Caleb Williams had more catches. Caleb Williams had two catches in this game.
Oh. Well, I guess I didn't say that.
For a receiving touchdown.
Oh. Well, yeah, I didn't even look at that stat. But, yeah, I mean, the Bears are 5-3, so they are sneakily could be coming for the Packers in that division.
They're tied with the...
They're basically tied with the Lions right now. They're basically tied with the Packers if you don't count the tie.
Yeah, who are tied with the Lions. I mean, our division...
So, and then the Vikings are one game behind. So this division has got some competitive...
I hate it. I wish we could just be in this stupid NFC East where every team sucks except for the Eagles.
So, yeah, I mean, NFC West is all close.
Yeah.
Is there any just, like...
The West is pretty
terrible
good.
Conferences all around?
I mean, I think the worst is the NFC East. Honestly, the AFC North is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, if you're just going off numbers, you could argue.
Yeah. I mean, think about if the Steelers lost this week. They would be 4-4 leading their division.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, interesting stuff here. You know, Caleb Williams has been kind of turning it up in fantasy, too. So
yeah, he has been.
I know some people have been happy for that. But all right, this one you may not get. I don't know, but we let's say we had a pretty big game in the receiving department.
Mm.
14 targets, 9 catches, 118 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Ooh, 3 touchdowns! Wow. I like this is stuff I feel like I should know, but. It's honestly not
I mean,
really.
Yeah, I don't think you would normally... I mean, this player's good, but I don't think he's had any performance like this yet.
Yeah.
Where you'd be thinking of it.
Off the top of my head, like, I'm thinking... maybe someone, like, on the 49ers, they scored a lot of points. Maybe someone on the Ravens, although that was... No, I don't think it was them. I'll just go with, like... I don't even know if he's healthy. George Kittle?
That is incorrect, and I think he is. He's still healthy. This player is none other than Drake London.
Oh, I went up against him in fantasy. I should have known that.
Yeah. He put up 38 in fantasy, yeah. But unfortunately, the Falcons can't get it done against the Patriots, who are just
really good
on a roll. I mean, they're 7-2 now. Yeah, who would have really thought going? I mean,
I think
people expect them to be good, but
yeah, not this big.
7-2, that's like Colts numbers.
Yeah, they look really good overall. Their defense. I mean, it didn't play great, but they looked good. And, I mean, the Patriots, while they only won by 1 point, they were kind of in the driver's seat. I mean, Falcons scored 9 in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, this game really was like 14-24 the entire game. So, a little different than what the score may seem. But Drake May, really good game. Did have a pick. But, you know, what are you going to do? I wish he would give Stephon Diggs the ball more.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, he had those few little games in the earlier in the season, but now it's back to DeMario Douglas, which I dropped a while ago.
Yeah, and then Booty got hurt, which helps Stephon Diggs, but
and hopefully Ramondre's back soon. I don't know, he might come back actually next week.
Travion has not looked great this season, which
I mean, Ramondre never really looks great either.
Yeah, true. But Travion is just the classic. I think he went to Ohio State, right? Yeah. He's the classic Ohio State guy where it's like, "Oh, your running game is amazing there, but you're behind one of the best offensive lines going
up against college."
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't know. There's certain colleges where like the running backs just don't fully pan out, cuz I mean, Ohio State, like Alabama running backs are always good. Ohio State running backs, Zeke, I guess.
Prime Zeke.
I'm trying to think of other ones from there. Justin Fields. Great running back. But yeah, Patriots, a little scary. I wouldn't want to go up against them right now. And the Steelers beat them.
Yeah, so
they actually barely beat them, and their defense, I'm pretty sure, had like 4 turnovers.
I think I remember. Yeah, that was the one where they kept fumbling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that was that. We got 2 more here. I think you can get one of these. All right. Let's do this one. Another solid receiving performance. Actually, pretty similar stat line. 13 targets. 12 catches, 127 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Wow, that is very similar.
So, you got another chance at a top performer.
I do think I know who this is, because I remember hearing them say it during this game. Is this Davante Adams?
Ooh, that is incorrect.
Oh.
Okay, you got to know who this is. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's not a wide receiver.
Oh, it's not. Oh, Devontae had 2 touchdowns. It's not a receiver. Oh, is it McBride?
No.
Oh, it's... Sorry. Okay. Rewind.
All right, we'll edit that out.
No, Brock Bowers.
Yes, it's Brock Bowers.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's
a
crazy performance.
Yeah. I mean, he was injured for a while and pretty underwhelming, like, before that. And then out of nowhere, it just drops up a 40 piece. Yeah. And then they're like, all right, I guess we don't need Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jacoby pretty much did nothing in this game.
Yeah, I think they were just, I think maybe the Jaguars knew they were wanting him, like, all right, just don't play him so he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, Brock Bowers, 12 catches, and then Genty got 5, and then besides that, you know, few people really.
I mean, Genty and Bowers were their entire offense this game. And Geno actually played
really
good.
Geno was 4 touchdowns. He was just slinging the rock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, they can't get it done.
Yeah, and Geno, they went for 2.
But who got the ball first in overtime? Does it?
I think the Jags did, and then the Raiders scored.
And they went for 2
to try and win it because there wasn't much time left. It would have been a tie. But
okay, but at some point ties are actually can be OP.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at how the Packers tie has been really good for us. So, but yeah, and then I think the biggest storyline of this game was the 68-yard field goal by Cam Little of the Jags.
I guess you could call that not a little field goal.
Oh, wow. Very good. But yeah, 68 yards.
Is that the record? Or
it is the record. He beat, because their old record was 66.
Was that Tucker?
Yeah. So people were saying it's kind of a good thing because now Tucker's name will not be.
When's he coming back?
I don't think ever, dude.
He's got all the money already.
Yeah. And yet he still does Deshaun Watson level schemes. So yeah, it's probably for the best he's gone. And then the Jags, they're a confusing team as well. I feel like they always are with Trevor Lawrence. It's like he didn't even play good this game. I guess he had 2 rushing touchdowns, but he didn't play good. They had 3 rushing touchdowns and Etienne had none of them. They're just hawking.
Etienne just kind of, they stopped using him. I mean, 22 carries, but yeah, he's not the red zone guy.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. And then Brian Thomas Jr. is getting out-targeted by Dayami Brown and Parker Washington, which is crazy. So, who knows about that. But, yeah, Jags get the win and are second in their division to the Colts. So, maybe if the Colts, I guess they're only technically 1 game behind. So maybe they could come back in this division. I don't think the Texans have any hope, especially because I think Stroud got hurt and will be out for some time. Titans are hopeless. It's not looking great, but
yeah, maybe the trades will pan out for either team.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this last one here. I think there's a chance you get this one. We got 25 rushes for 130 yards, 2 touchdowns, as well as 2 receptions for 11 yards.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, how do you know this?
I do know who this is. This is Rico Dowdle.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Who, you know, people, I thought, you know, I actually benched him at 1 league. I thought he wasn't really going to be the main starter guy anymore.
I wish he wasn't.
But it turns out he's just, like, straight goaded.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's just say he just ran through the Packers like nothing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I do recall saying last week, you know, the Packers can choke any given game.
And they,
I didn't say it in the rankings.
They do love doing that. And I'll give my little spiel about this game, my little Mad Packers spiel. Matt LaFleur's play calling, awful. He's like basically Matt Canada. He's calling screen passes on 3rd and long.
Doesn't the offensive coordinator call the offense?
No, he does. He's our play caller.
Right.
And the biggest thing was we went to their red zone 5 times, and yet we only have 13 points. Like, we turn the ball over.
A
missed field goal. And then our defense just can't stop the run. I mean, Bryce Young had 102 yards and an interception. He looked terrible. Jordan Love had 273 yards. Josh Jacobs, 87 yards and a touchdown. And people are going to blame this game on Jordan Love. It's fully not his fault. I think he played great, other than the one pick, which was kind of just like giving his guy a chance. I don't know. It's annoying, but the Packers now have shown like they can either win every game or they can lose every game. So
yeah. So how does this game make you feel for their outlook moving forward? Because I know you're saying they're the best team in the NFC, but now that you've seen their flaws,
I think if they clean up these very obvious flaws, it's not like they're doing things that can't be fixed. They're doing things that can very well be fixed. So I still do think they're one of the best teams, and I think they'll prove that against the Eagles. I think they'll
I mean, I would like to see the Eagles lose just as much as anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm rooting for them.
Still first in the division. So we will see. It's tough, but we will see.
What you gonna do? Yeah. Well, yeah, those were all the games I had written down. I mean, you know, if you want to run through a couple other games, we saw Lamar return this week.
Yes.
And they clapped the Dolphins pretty easily.
Yeah, which for some reason you put Dolphins.
Yeah, I just figured I'd just sprinkle it in for fun. But the 49ers were up big. McCaffrey had like 34 fantasy points, mm-hmm. too.
Chargers honestly barely win against the Titans. Titans actually showed some offensive prowess for once. Vikings beat the Lions, which was very clutch for the Packers. And what were your thoughts on the Steelers game?
I mean, I thought it was just very surprising to see that, especially the defense compared to last week. I mean, how many?
I think they had like five turnovers or something.
I want to say it was like six.
Yes.
Wait, where is it? Okay, they had it was six. They had three fumbles, three interceptions.
Yeah.
So I mean,
they still only won by 7 points. Let that be.
Yeah. I mean, that's never ideal. I mean, wait, when the defense plays like that against a team that was 7-1 at the time.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway from this game was the Steelers were up pretty much the entire game, but they just can't run the ball to save them.
Yeah, they were starting to almost like they turned it over.
Jalen Warren, 1.9 yards a carry, and yet he still gets the 2 touchdowns to screw me over in fantasy, which was awesome.
Did you lose?
I got smoked, yeah. Even though I put up 125 points.
Oh, yeah.
The Steelers, if their defense can play like that every week, puts the pressure off of Rodgers, who played good, 200 yards, a touchdown. And then Daniel Jones. We got a little glimpse of that Giants, Daniel Jones, for a little bit. Especially, I think the biggest thing from this was Jonathan Taylor just sucked.
The Steelers defense was just goated.
True.
But, yeah, definitely happy to see, keep moving forward.
I mean, the Steelers this week got the Chargers Sunday night. So
that'll be a good one.
That will be a good one.
But I mean, also, so you want to talk about the Bills get the win over the Chiefs, which I think I said Chiefs, but yeah, the Bills. I don't know why, just every regular season, like
the Bills beat the Bills Chiefs, win, and then once the postseason comes around.
Mahomes is just more clutch,
I guess,
when it matters.
Yeah, this game was honestly like, I mean, only touchdowns.
Yeah,
kind of boring.
Anything crazy
for a game that was 21-28. I don't remember ever being, like, super glued to this game.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, a prime Chiefs-Bills, like, when they're putting up 50 or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But still interesting, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, I mean, Seahawks still look really good. Cardinals beat the Cowboys. Cowboys actually looked pretty bad. So, that was interesting. And then even the Texans, who were down, CJ Stroud almost came back and beat the Broncos, which was interesting. So, a lot of interesting games this week. I guess now we'll head into the game for the week. All right, for this week, we got a game that was one of my favorites from last season. So, I figured, I keep seeing it on TikTok, so I'm bringing it back. It's going to be, we're going to try and say the same thing at the same time.
So we're, like the way, is that wavelength or is it something else?
That's something else.
Close.
So we're both going to say a word. And then on the count of three, we're going to have to say another word to try and get closer. Can be anything NFL related.
Are we doing
related,
like player? I mean,
we can do multiple. So we can do maybe two rounds of, I would say teams, but I feel like, how about just players?
Well, because I don't know how you can do teams that, I guess if you're saying words.
Yeah, so let's just do teams.
Or like
or
players.
We'll just do players.
Okay.
And we'll see.
But like, how would it, because like, are you just naming teams when you say players? Because like, what if we just like can't say the same team?
Like, no, we're saying players.
Oh, so we're saying players
And we're just going to try and say the same player.
Oh, okay. I was, like, thinking in my head, like, trying to give clues to be a player. Okay.
Okay.
So we just keep name players till we get to the same player.
Same player.
All right. Ooh.
We'll start in three.
Wait. We got to think of one.
Okay. Think of one.
So, like, we just doing anybody ever or just, like,
anybody. I guess anybody ever. Make it a little harder.
Well, I think this could be easy.
What do you mean easy?
I feel like this could be so easy. Okay.
Remember how much we struggled last time? It was really bad.
I don't
bad.
Remember. Okay.
It was really bad. Okay.
I'll start out with someone random.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay. Two receivers. Calvin Ridley, Jamar Chase.
See, I don't think someone in that.
Ooh, now, like, I don't even know. Okay. I actually think I got a pretty good one.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Christian Julio Kirk. Jones.
Oh, Christian Kirk and Julio Jones.
Oh, I ain't got one.
I think I got one too. All right.
Wait. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley and Matt Ryan.
We're getting close.
I got one. I got one that should be the answer.
Wait.
And I think you will know this guy, so.
Wait.
I got the obvious answer here.
Wait, what team are we talking about? What team?
Matt Ryan and Todd Gurley.
Okay. Wait, is this a... Okay.
Oh, I think I might know who you might say. All right. Shoot, wait, who was I gonna say? Oh yeah. 3, 2, 1,
Tom Brady. Freeman.
What?
I was saying like the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to think of that. I was trying to think of him.
Yeah, I was thinking
running back from
that era that played with Matt Ryan.
Okay, now we're on Devontae Freeman and
Tom Brady.
Oh, I think I know who you'll think of. Okay. I think I got someone that you'll think of.
3, 2, 1.
Julian Edelman. Dude, that's like from that era.
I know, but... Okay,
I forget about James White. Okay, I know. Okay, you got.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Rob Gronkowski.
There we go.
I was gonna just say Danny Amendola.
I was about to
say. But
then
I was like,
Danny
I just
want to
end this round.
Well, I was gonna say him because I thought that's who you were gonna say.
But I was like, he's probably gonna say Gronk.
Okay.
So.
All right. So not bad, but I bet we can do better.
Okay. How about we try to get it in like three? Ideally two. What if we get in one?
All right.
Like no, just say it off the bat.
All right. I'm thinking of a guy.
How about you just pick the most random player? But think about a random player that I would randomly think of.
Okay. This guy's not really that random, but he's... I mean... Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Russell Gage.
Wow, Russell Gage. That is very random.
Okay.
I know...
Wait. Von Miller, okay.
I know who I would say based on that. But... let me change.
I can't really think of anyone. I might have to start fresh.
Okay, then I'll just 3, 2, 1.
Marshawn Lynch. Thomas. We can work with that. I think we can work with that. Wait, what's that guy's name?
Okay.
No, wait, what's that guy's name?
Okay, then if you're trying to think of his name, then I think you have the same guy that I'm thinking.
But I'm not going to get it.
Oh.
All right, we're just going to have to say it. Say
3, 2, 1.
Peyton Manning.
Doug Baldwin.
No, I wasn't thinking of him.
Okay, Doug Baldwin, Peyton Manning.
Which team was he even on? He was on a lot of teams.
He was on the...
What team were you thinking of him on?
The Seahawks.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Russell Wilson.
There we go.
Oh, that's... Okay, dude. We need to get in like three or two.
We'll do maybe two more attempts to try and get it within three. Okay.
Wait, let me think of someone. But like, should we like start? Like, nah, we'll make it random. Okay. Let me get someone in mind.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Amari
Richard Rodgers.
Who's that?
He's an old tight end for the Packers.
Oh, you should be able to get this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Jordy Charles Nelson. Wilson.
Bro, what? You're supposed
yours
to say...
Yours is a receiver.
Yeah, but Woodson is like the Raiders
yeah,
legend.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay, that was close. Okay, we can Woodson. Still get on this one. Wait.
Yeah. Okay, I got one.
I mean, you're probably... Okay, I don't know if you'll think of who I'm thinking of.
3, 2, 1. Khalil Aaron Mack. Rodgers.
Oh, I was thinking of that era. You gotta think of the era.
Okay, Rodgers, Khalil Mack. Okay. So this makes me think of this.
Okay, so you're thinking of that.
Which makes me think of this player, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to get this player.
No, I think I am.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Mitch Trubisky.
Dang.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay. But I was also thinking you might say Claypool. Or not Claypool. Yeah, maybe Claypool. I don't know why.
Okay, sweet. That was actually pretty good. But I bet we can get... We'll do one more attempt.
So we basically almost got it then.
That one was pretty good. Okay.
Maybe it's gonna get lucky on the first one.
Yeah, maybe I'll start with a more obvious player.
Let me start with okay. Just start a player that's like niche enough, but like has some connections.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, I think I got someone. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Cam Newton. Cousins. Cam Newton and Kirk Cousins.
Oh no! I don't know. Wait. I'm thinking of someone.
Oof. I
think I could think of someone, but I don't know if you, I don't
I
think
have one
say.
Connection, but it's not.
I'm not thinking of a connection. I'm just thinking of like feeling.
Well, yeah, me too. Alright, I got one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
RG3. Oh. I thought that would be too easy if you said McCaffrey.
Oh, RG3 is actually pretty good.
See, okay. I was going to do McCaffrey, like, oh, he's probably just going to, so that'd be too, like,
okay,
cheap.
Okay, so RG3 and McCaffrey. Oof. If we can get it in this one, that would be
get
impressive.
In,
RG3 and McCaffrey.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm thinking of, like, I'm thinking more of, like, the Redskins when I think of him.
Okay. So then,
but that era, just like,
I got a name.
Wait,
it's not
wait,
great.
Wait. Yeah, this one's not great. I'm just gonna, all right. I don't think it's even gonna
three,
be a connection.
3, 2, 1. Adrian Sean Peterson.
Jackson.
Oh. Did they play together? I don't think so.
I think it's you on the Bucks. Okay.
Okay. I got one. It's
yeah, I know it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
LeSean
McCoy.
Bro, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. Wait, so Sean McCoy, Michael Vick. All right, let's just get it here. Wait, hold up.
I mean,
now, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's...
Now we're kind of off course.
Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy. I mean, they play together.
When?
But you already said...
Oh, and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
You already said DeSean Jackson.
All right, I got one.
Oh.
You don't know it. Come on. You know who it is.
I don't. I'm going to say a name, but I don't think it's going to be who you're saying.
Bro.
3, 2, 1. James
Brian
Connor.
Dawkins.
Oh, my God. I was going
to. Bro, what is James Connor?
I don't know. Pitt. They both play for Pitt. I was going to say Brian Dawkins, but I was like, there's no way you're going to think of that.
Bro.
So now we have to connect Brian Dawkins and.
This was so
James
close.
Connor. Okay.
Wait. All right.
3, 2, 1. Ben
Kyler
Roethlisberger.
Murray. Bro. Okay. Kyler Murray, Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, I got a good wait. Wait. I got one that meets in the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Larry
James
Fitzgerald.
Harrison.
Bro, he went to Pitt. It was like Pitt, but like close. And then the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay, so James Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald. Okay, we should be able to get this one. Wait. Wait, don't tell me. What's his name?
Really?
What's his name? Okay.
Wait. You're thinking of like an obvious name?
I think kind of.
James Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Santonio Holmes.
That was the obvious name for sure.
Okay.
Carson Palmer.
All right, I got one. I think you'll know this.
Carson Palmer. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Antonio Bettis. Brown. Bro.
Why would it?
I'm thinking of people in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Bettis and Brown. Okay, I got one that you'll think of.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Le'Veon Bell.
There we go.
Dude, that one sucked.
Yeah.
Dude, why were you so close? And then they just miss one, then you just get so off course. Yeah. And then it's just like...
Oh. Okay. Well, not the best wavelength from the two of us, but not bad. You guys will have to let us know if you, guessed what we were going to say for any of those and see how you guys did. So that is all we got for that. And now we'll head into our predictions. All right, we got our predictions for this week, and there's a couple good games I see, and then a couple decent games, and a couple games between some really bad teams. And speaking of games between, I guess not bad teams, but Raiders at Broncos.
So two studs.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm excited for this game.
Yeah, I feel like this isn't really one of the Thursday nighters where you're, like, going out to get food. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we will. I don't know.
But, yeah, I'm going to go Broncos here.
Yeah, I mean, Broncos are home, too, so they have the altitude advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Physiological advantage here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a lock.
Yeah. Falcons at Colts next, which this game is in London,
I believe. Falcons are just always a London team, or like.
No, I actually believe it's in like Germany. So.
No.
A little different.
So who is really home in Germany?
I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Colts. I think they're gonna bounce
back. Yeah. The Colts are probably gonna bounce back.
Yeah. Next up, pretty bad game. The Jets
that are just less people. Worse defense versus Browns, who already suck.
Yeah.
And they might have Judkins back. I don't know.
You
know what? I'm going to go Browns. Yeah, I'm just going to say Browns. But, like...
I think I'm going to go with Jets. I don't know why, but I think, I got faith in the Jets this week. And then another bad game, although the Panthers...
I mean, I don't know if you could say that. Team. Apparently the Panthers are just goaded now.
Yeah.
I mean, against the Saints, but they've lost Shahid, their star talent at receiver.
Oh,
so, I think then, you know, with how Rico Dowdle's been playing, I think you can just say that the Panthers are going to win.
Really good game. Up next, we got Patriots at Buccaneers.
Oh.
This game, I was trying to think of how I was going to
The Buccaneers, they're coming off the bye week.
Injuries.
So like, yeah, they saw injuries. But remember how good they were playing? Like, they were just, before this bye week, they were just tearing it up.
I think I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bucs, too. I'm thinking Bucs. Yeah. But, you know, this will be a fun one. This will be a fun one.
All right, Ravens at Vikings. Vikings coming off of a win.
Yeah. But the Ravens are also just coming off of a clapping win.
Yeah, but the Vikings beat a better team.
Yeah, but Lamar's healthy now.
Yeah, but the Ravens' defense is booty cheeks.
That's true.
I'm going to get Ravens still.
Oh, he's afraid. Yeah. Okay, the next one, I mean, I don't know if there's really much to say here. Yeah,
Bills at Dolphins. Bills are going to destroy
them. The Dolphins just aren't that.
Yeah. Giants at the Bears.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, without Scadaboo anymore, they got Singletary back there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bears. I just can't see
that. Yeah, the Giants, especially with the Bears balling out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Jags at Texans. We were just kind of just.
Yeah, I believe Davis Mills is gonna be the starter, so I'm gonna go Jags.
Same.
Cardinals at the Seahawks. Cardinals did look better last week, but Seahawks have been on a tear.
I mean, they have Rashid Shaheed as well, so you got to keep that in mind.
Oh, true. I don't know how I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, all right. Lions at Commanders. You know, no Jaden Daniels means who is it?
Yeah. I don't actually even
know.
Who went in for them?
What was that guy's name? No, I forget him.
Who went in for them? Oh, nobody went in for him afterwards. So I guess that was just...
They just ran the Wildcat?
I don't know what they did, but they didn't have a quarterback in.
All right. Yeah, Lions. Hey, it don't matter.
Who is their backup? I feel like I should know that. Is it
Carson Wentz? Oh, it's Alex Smith.
No, he's an announcer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I actually have no idea. This feels like something I should know. But, oh, Mariota, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was balling out that one week, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lions get that one. Rams at 49ers. Ooh, you know what? Both are coming off a win.
I'm going to go with the Rams, though.
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Oh.
Because McCaffrey's been balling.
True.
Oh, Steelers at Chargers. Now, see, the Steelers are due to just... The Steelers are due to just turn it around to start, like, you know.
Sucking. I mean, they got to stay on pace for 9-8, so.
But I'm going to just say Steelers because I'm rooting for the Steelers, but I could.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. yeah.
But speaking of close games.
Yes.
The Monday Nighter.
On my
Eagles
birthday.
At Packers. Aiden's birthday treat will be a Packers
win.
Will
my birthday be ruined by the Packers?
I mean, the Eagles.
I'm gonna go no.
The Eagles just made some big trades in preparation for this game, so I will be saying the Eagles. No, I would like to see the Eagles lose. Yes,
you know what? I'm gonna say the Eagles. Too.
No.
Because if we disagree, you're usually right. So if
I'm only up by you, I'm only up by one in the.
Yeah, true. We both went 8-6 last week. Forgot to mention that.
Should we just get rid of the tie? Like, why do we...
Yeah, I will. The tie doesn't do anything. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too.
I mean, if AJ Brown plays, that's what I'm...
Yeah.
I need him in my one league, but...
Ugh, I don't know.
I mean, what was the score of the Brazil game? I forget.
It was close, I believe. Like, I actually think it was a really close game, so... it might take me a little bit to scroll back to it, but I think the Packers can win this game, so we will see. But you know, that is all we got for you guys this week. You know, these weeks are just flying by. We're already in what, week 10?
Yeah, I mean, things are definitely heating up.
So
I mean, the trades, we'll have to see how some of these pan out. We'll see. Is Jair healthy right now? Like, would he be playing this week?
I think they said he's a healthy scratch, whatever that means.
So they just wasted money on him.
Maybe.
So he's just soaking up paychecks. Because he knows the Packers playbook.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. So we will see. I will say, if you guys want merch... go to the Instagram. It's just the Play Action Podcast. Last call will be on Friday. We reopened it up because we had some people say that they wanted.
Yeah, back by popular demand.
Yeah, so I would get some. It's really comfortable. It looks good.
Yeah, it actually is.
I mean, you know, people just, every time I walk down the street, people are eyeing me down. They're winking at me. They're, you know, doing all these, like, kissy faces, and I'm like, chill.
Yeah.
And it's all just because of the merch. I mean, it even makes girls talk to Vinny, so that's how much of a miracle this thing is.
Yeah, they're pretty good quality, so.
But, yeah, that is all we got for this week. Vinny, you got anything for him?
Honestly, nothing. You know, nothing particular. Just thank you for listening. You know, wish you the best of luck in fantasy. Maybe throwing some bets down this weekend.
Yes.
And yeah, as always, we'll see you guys in the next one.
All right, peace.